from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If you're not drunk, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to get drunked up. Let's do it. You know it. Let's go. All of the alcoholics.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Thanks for being with us. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes away. We'll let you hear from a couple Falcons as they kind of felt like maybe they knew what was going to happen yesterday before it happened with Justin Simmons. And then some of the national reaction to that as well. We'll get into a college football corner in 20 minutes as well as a bunch of different college football news and notes have come down the last 24 hours. Also, it's final Friday that won't be followed by a game day for the whole fall. Some of the no games tomorrow, but next Friday we'll be talking about the Tech and Florida State game in Dublin, which is just awesome. College football is just right around the corner. And then we'll play Sports Jeopardy at 12:40 as well.
Okay, but I need Bo, because Bo has kids about my kids' age. Do y'all, they came to, I was in mind my business yesterday, basically. And they come in the kitchen like, Daddy, can you do this with them? I'm like, what y'all want to do? Give me my money, and then they would cheer. I'm like, what the hell are y'all talking about? I don't know. It's a TikTok thing. Okay. And so they were like, I was like, well, what the hell am I supposed to say? They said, give me my money. I was like, well, give me my money. No, there you got to do it. Like, give me my money. And then everybody was clapping. I was like, what the hell?
What's that from? That's from a movie or something, right?
I don't know. But I was like, what the hell? What the hell?
I think it's Friday.
Give me my money.
Did y'all have to do that stuff?
So Olivia's put down TikTok.
Okay.
So she doesn't really. So no, she has not.
Oh, I was like,
why? Just a choice she made?
Choice we made.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, she's 10. So.
Thank God.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, what the hell? They're like, okay, then you guys do like, give me my money. I was like.
They're trying to sound like Chris Tucker,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, no, give me my
give
money.
Give me my money.
I was like,
I like when you do it.
But everybody kept clapping after. I was like, what the hell are y'all clapping about? Like. Give me my mini.
I like when you do it, too. It's good.
But what's so cool about that? They're like, woo!
Nothing.
Oh. I kept saying like this, get my money. And they're like, no.
I mean, they're so annoyed.
They get so mad.
Come on, Dad. Just play along.
They were getting so mad at me because they were like, I was like, get my money. They said, no. You guys say, give me my mini. Like, man. Oh,
so what's funny is that these kids have never seen Friday.
But that's what
they don't even know what it is. Like, they don't even know what it's
like
from.
By Felicia.
Yeah,
is that a TikTok challenge at some point? Probably they've never seen Friday.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious! I was like, what? For like 20 minutes, I would not act right because I was not going to act right.
Good.
And so I was like, so hopefully I ruined it. Hopefully I ruined it.
I think you probably did.
Goodness, I was like, dog. What? It's a TikTok thing. give me my money.
And then people clap.
And then they clap.
And then they post it. And then it's like a challenge.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, I guess in the grand scheme of things, like as far as the challenges go, that was not so bad.
These
like
damn kids.
They didn't hurt anybody or commit any crimes or anything like that. Yeah. Some of these are terrible.
They're awful.
Some of these TikTok challenges
are just awful,
not good.
Man. That's why I'm like, that's why I am the ultimate.
Give me my money.
Yeah. I'm the ultimate, like, TikTok messer upper. I do it all. I don't give a damn. They be doing that.
You're just defending against TikTok.
Yeah, man.
I like that.
Goodness gracious. We almost had that damn app out of here.
I know. They almost banned
it. We almost had it out of here.
I know. I'm usually not supportive of the government just flat out banning things. Yeah. But, you know,
we were almost out of there.
I was like, and it's not for the reasons you're saying it is. Yeah. You guys are trying to, okay. No, but go for it. That's all it is.
Hey, Dad, look at this. Look at it, Dad. I'm just sitting there like, the hell's so funny? The hell's so funny? Just be snickering. I don't get it.
Dog. I don't either.
I don't get it, man. I don't get the obsession.
Too old for TikTok. It's interesting to, you know, at one point, I don't know, it wasn't TikTok, but it was something like that. I was like trying to show my dad. I don't remember, whatever, but every kid has that moment where they're trying to like present the pop culture thing that they're into to their parent.
Right.
And my dad was the same. He's like, wow, well, that's dumb. Why would anyone like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. We all do. Well, cool. Now I'm that. Like it's weird to now be the generation that actively kind of doesn't like the new thing.
Right.
Because it's a step in the process. I mean, like it. It makes me feel like a grown up.
But I can't say that.
Makes me feel like a grown up to think young people stuff is dumb.
I was raised by my mama. All right. Mm-hmm. And everything that my mama likes, I like. All right.
So you've just kind of been,
you
kind of skipped a generation of that.
Everything my mama like, I like. All right, my mama likes spades, I like spades. I was that kid 2 years old looking at the table, wanting to go up there and play spades with the grown-ups. All right, everything my mama, every type of music my mama like, I like still. Yeah, I didn't have that, you know, that whatever. Now my kids don't like nothing I like. They really don't.
Yeah, but because you're two generations removed.
Yeah, they don't really like nothing I like. They don't like my music. They don't like, no. You know, so, I'm cool with that because that means that they'll leave me alone.
Hey, the other day for the first time, we were in the car and I said, I'm going to put on music. What do you want to listen to? And Lily goes, let's listen to the Avett Brothers. And I was like, yes, we have done it. I listen to that most of the time anyway, but she chose it this time. Oh, it's great. She's getting on board. Get for now. I'm sure there'll be a day very soon from now where everything I like she thinks is stupid.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's fine. We'll get there.
That's fine.
We'll get there. But for now, she thinks I'm at least a little bit cool, and that's good. All right.
That's so important.
Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the Midday Show No Huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go! Set!
All right, NFL No Huddle every day to kick off the noon hour. The Eagles and the Patriots played in the preseason game last night. Not a lot of people that are going to play in the NFL as starters this year played, but Drake May played better than he played in his first game, 47 passing yards, 15 rushing yards, touchdown. Jacoby Brissett wasn't very good either.
No, he was not.
So?
And I know they want him to start.
What does this mean?
They want him to start. They brought Jacoby in to start. All right, obviously, we knew it 3 days, we're going to take a young quarterback, Drake May, and Jacoby stunk. And are they in a situation, because they're rebuilding, because the one thing that you always worry about with a young quarterback is ruining them and put them behind a bad offensive line with no weapons, which they have both.
They have both of those things.
Yeah, we have both of those.
And the one good player they had on defense, they just traded yesterday.
And then the other one who they gave an extension to, Barmore, I don't know, something, he has something into blood clots.
Oh, right.
Stuff.
So he's
out. And so, I mean, they got Christian Gonzalez, who is going to be a high-level corner.
Yeah.
But other than that, they ain't got nothing. But, I mean, the young guy came in. He gave him some juice yesterday. I know that Milton's made the team as a third quarterback. But is it a case where they both jump over Jacoby? I don't know. I think they want Jacoby to start because of the construction of the team right now. But I just don't know. I mean, that was a great throw he made as the guy just dropped the ball. You know, but it'd be interesting. Because Drake May is going to be the starting quarterback. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah, for sure. I just don't, you know. One preseason performance shouldn't change my whole plan if my plan is to protect the guy.
I agree. But they look ragged.
Yeah, but they're gonna.
Yeah.
They're gonna look raggedy.
Right.
This might be, I mean, there have been some really bad Patriots teams back in the day. Like, people don't remember because, obviously, the Brady era, and that was preceded by the Bledsoe era, which was quite good.
Yeah.
Patriots were god-awful for a very long time.
Yes.
This team probably won't sink to those. They had, like, 1-15, 2-14
type
teams.
Bad, bad.
They might not, but they might be. I don't know. They're gonna be one of the worst teams in the NFL.
I agree.
Yeah, they got to enjoy about 25 years of good. So
who cares?
They'll be fine.
Exactly.
So this is probably the most interesting thing that happened during that game. Last night, though, where running back Ramondre Stevenson was interviewed on the sideline. I don't know who their sideline guy is, but this is a clip that should be taken and shown in all journalism classes in colleges about how not to conduct an interview live or at all. But you want to be clear, you know, when you're asking questions.
Right.
Let's listen to how this
works. I haven't heard this.
I got to ask you about the guy who just left. Mm-hmm. How much are they going to miss him? Mm-hmm. And who's going to step up in his place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I miss Bill. That was one of my favorite coaches. But, you know, Mayo, he's a great leader. He knows what he's doing with us. And, yeah, I'm excited for Mayo. And I think we can get it done with him.
I wasn't talking about Mayo.
He was
talking about your defensive teammate.
Oh, Judon.
He's moving on to better places.
Excited.
At least a different place.
Sure, a different place. Excited for him. You know, I still know he has a couple more years in him, so I'm excited
for him. A couple more years. Okay. All right. So it wasn't – okay. If I was there answering that question, if he asked me that question, I would have automatically known who he was talking about. I would have known that he was talking about Matthew Judon.
Yeah.
I would have known that. The second part, though, he's off in a better place.
Yeah, he said that too.
That's the thing. Like,
that guy can.
What?
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, like what? In a better place. Even though he is. But
Even though he is. You're not supposed to
say that. But you're not supposed to say that to me.
You work for the team.
Yeah. Like, you're not supposed to say that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he went to heaven. You know what I'm saying? He's in a better place. Yeah, like he went to heaven or something.
The way he has to, so he didn't leave. He got traded.
He got traded.
If he would have just said traded, or it would have been really easy just to be like, hey, how's it going to be replacing Matthew Judon?
Right. That's perfect.
You know what I mean?
Again, I would have known who he was talking about. If that was me.
It was funny how he made it so dramatic.
How he went to Bill.
But that's why he thought it was that, because he made it so dramatic. It was like, all right. Anyway. It was like, if you're gonna ask a guy a question, make sure he knows who you're asking him about.
Oh man, that was pretty damn funny, man.
All right, here's Jesse Bates from yesterday. It felt like Jesse Bates probably knew that Simmons was going to be a Falcon by the end of the day. Couldn't say it, but it was sort of like pseudo recruiting him through the media. Here's Jesse Bates yesterday.
If there's somebody that, you know, Terry and them think that can help our team, we're more than willing to bring them in. You know, great players and great people. Hey, come join and get on the wave, because we got a lot of good stuff going here in Atlanta.
Get on the wave.
I saw
slogan.
I saw a post this morning.
Organic.
He said, "Welcome to the crash out crew."
Okay.
Crash out crew.
Awesome.
Yeah, man. He's a really good player, Bonk. You know that. And he's a ball hawk. He is a guy who is always around the football. Talking about Justin Simmons. He has a nose for the football. And he's a guy that comes in with a lot of experience. He's played at a high level for a long time. And all pro caliber type defender back there. And so you got him and Jesse, and that's going to, you know, just help out a lot more, and maybe it gives Jesse a little bit more freedom to do certain things also. I think that's the great thing about having both of them. They're a lot of experience. Not a lot of experience playing with each other.
Yeah.
You know, and that was always one thing that Ryan, I'm talking about Ryan Clark, was so good at, because him and Troy played so well together, because he knew Troy was going to freelance. But Troy's going to be back where he needed to be, but Troy's going to freelance. And so
that's the thing about these two guys, is they both kind of like to do that.
Yes. Yeah, and so you got
to both do that.
Yeah, exactly. So you have got to be able to get that, you know, I know what he's actually going to do in this play.
Right.
Because you don't want to trick him and everything, and you don't get back to where you're supposed to be at for your assignment.
Or they both make the decision that we're going to, we see something, we're going for it, and then middle of the field completely wide open.
Had that damn Junior Seau.
30 interceptions.
Yeah.
This man has 30 interceptions since he came into the league in 2016.
That's a lot.
It's more than anybody. Yeah.
That's
a hell of a lot.
Yeah, you can't have that. They can't be like my boy.
Do you think the Falcons have 30 interceptions as a team since 2016?
No.
Like, there's a chance they don't.
No, they don't. Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Can't be like that. Like my boy, late Junior. Junior's like, I see something. And Zach was like, Junior!
No!
Junior beat out. Junior up in the knock the damn quarterback out. The quarterback, they handed the ball off.
Gotta commit. All right.
Oh, man.
We'll come back. We'll get through College Football Corner after this. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And now, here's another Andy and Randy listener.
Welcome back to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. These two are good enough for television, but they look a lot better on radio.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Whoop.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. Shout out to Derek and Charlotte.
What up, D?
Having a nice tall glass of what looks like some Snoop Dogg wine.
Oh, okay.
Cali Red.
How is...
man's got everything.
I got a question for you, because this is more up your alley. How is day drinking wine?
Mmm. Good.
It's cool?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never day drink with wine. But, like, it don't make you tired or sleepy?
It might,
wine?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh. You know, but you gotta kind of pace it.
Okay.
Like, day drinking wine normally is like you're going to, like a winery or something right. like that and doing some tastings or something.
Right.
I'm not slamming them. You know what I mean?
That's
you can slam light beers all day.
Right.
But you wouldn't want to be outside at the pool starting at 11:30 drinking, like a Cabernet or something like that.
Yeah.
In 90-degree heat.
Oh.
Because you'd end up taking a nap. Like,
you've been there.
Mid-afternoon.
You've been there?
No, I never been. Oh, okay. I never been there. I just think that's probably what would
also
happen.
Also, be careful drinking white wine outside when it's warm outside.
What?
When it's hot. Because you'll just... So I went to a concert that started out. It was at Chastain.
Okay.
Sunny. Hot. Decided to drink some Chardonnay. Went through 2 bottles of Chardonnay in about an hour.
Because you wanted to.
Because it's cold and refreshing.
It was yeah. cold and refreshing. Yeah. It was hot outside. I don't even remember concert.
So. Yeah. Now the nice
to be safe. You know, throw some water in there.
Mix some water.
Day drinking with wine is fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Oh,
day drinking. Period.
Yeah, it's
fun.
It's fun.
I would say requires a strategy.
Yeah, like the stay at home Chardonnay mom. Like, that just seems like an awesome job. That's like it's an awesome job.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, what time is it? It's 11:30. What's one more hour going
to
do?
I don't have to get the kids from the line until 2:30.
Yeah, let's just pour me a glass.
Give me a nice tall glass of Chardonnay. Put a couple ice cubes in
it. Yeah, swish it around. Yeah, man. So I was curious how the day drinking, wine day drinking is.
Yeah, just, you know, I feel like with any day drinking, really, at least for me at this age, when you're younger, just
go ahead.
Put it in there and go for it. But like at this age, it's like, all right, there's got to be a bit of a strategy, you know? For longevity.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's a planned nap mid-afternoon, and then you can get back at it.
The worst thing about day drinking is when you nap, because it's that feeling.
It might be the end.
It
might be the end.
Because the thing about it is I feel like I just wasted all my money or all my drinks.
Yeah, but
like I wasted,
as long as you did something fun while day drinking.
I wasted them 10 beers. All right, now I got to wake back up and restart it.
But that used to be the play, like post-college, mid-20s, tailgate. It was like tailgate, drink, go to the game, whatever. Kickoff was at 12:30, something like that, drink. Head home post-game, power nap, get up, shower, back out for the night. Like, needed it. Oh. Wasn't going to be able to carry all the way through from 9 a.m. to midnight. Like I wasn't going to be able to do that.
Like, I'm a long guy.
Yeah, and you know, you're in a slightly different class than
I
most.
Can go to, like...
Like, you got like an extra gear.
I do. And you could always... I always know when it's time to turn that gear off. I do. I'm like, okay. Let me get up for a second. All right. Let's get it. All right, because I've been getting it, but now it's time to get it.
If I'm day drinking now, I'm not night drinking because I'm sleeping.
Oh, like, we go all day.
Yeah, not
like
me.
Today we get home about 2:30, crack it, and we gone. crack it and we go home.
I
got a little karaoke in tonight, Andy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man.
What are you gonna sing? You can sing something.
Nah.
Duet?
Oh.
Because you're not going. Obviously, I know who you're going
with. Thank you. No, I'm just going to judge and scream and support.
You sure?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Do y'all get karaoke
Endless
rooms?
Endless Love or something?
Huh? Or do you just go to a place that has karaoke?
Let's go where karaoke goes.
Have you ever gotten a karaoke room?
I have. I have.
That sounds like a blast.
It's okay. It's okay. I think there's something about getting up in front of everybody that makes it more fun.
Yes.
Like the karaoke room is pretty cool at first, but then it's just like seven people.
Yes.
And then two people just start passing the mic back and forth.
Yeah,
and it's like, all right, I've heard Gemma sing enough times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We get it, Gemma. You can
good
sing.
Call.
It's you got a great voice.
Yeah.
But I don't. And I don't know. Now
I always
you're just
thought
kinda...
it'd be a way to get people that wouldn't have normally karaoke'd to karaoke maybe the first time.
That's true. That's
then
true.
It gets kind of addicting.
But again, I think there's something about like getting the courage up to go get up in front of a bar full of people and potentially make an ass of yourself.
I just always presumed alcohol was the way of getting people who don't normally karaoke up and doing it.
No.
True.
That's how it worked
for
me.
But some people are like legitimately stage fright. You know what I mean? And they don't want to, even enough booze isn't going to, but then too much booze might give them confidence, but then they're not going to do the performance.
Okay, because them damn words start going real fast.
Friends and all. It's like, all right, get this guy off the stage.
Yeah, that damn
guy's embarrassing
that damn
his family name.
That thing's scrolls pretty fast when you own that all.
It does, and you can't read all the words right, and then that's not good. Nobody wants to see that. Anyway, I hope you have fun.
Yeah, man.
I hope you have fun. All right, let's
run out of weekends, Andy.
Let's keep running out of weekends. Let's get through a college football corner here.
Run out of weekends.
It's College Football Corner. News and notes from around the world of college football. Starring 92.9 The Game's former and always bowling champion, Andy Bunker.
It is a big deal.
And the guy who would have been as productive as Brock Bowers in college if he got the same amount of targets, Randy McMichael.
All right, so here's a weird story. We didn't actually read it the first time.
Yes.
It was the headline, and I guess I'm kind of glad we didn't because it isn't the same story anymore. Jim Harbaugh, I guess, was going to be an honorary captain for the first Michigan football game this year.
Yeah, man.
But now he's not. He doesn't want to be a distraction. Says he's dialed in and ahead of the Chargers opener. What happened there?
I don't know, but it makes sense, but I really, really wanted him to do that.
I wanted him to come
out that tunnel and just with a big middle finger to the NCAA. I really wanted him to do
put
this.
Put the khakis on one last time.
And the cleats. And the sweater. And go back out there.
Just be
and do
a
that.
Big functional weirdo like he is.
Yes.
But then did they not ask him?
I don't know.
Like they thought, he'll do it.
Yeah. I don't know how that went, but all I know is that if I was him, I hate saying it, if I was him, I wish he would have done it.
I wish he would have done it too.
Yes.
I'm surprised that if he did commit to it, and I don't know if he did or not, maybe they just thought he would and said he was going to do it, and then he was like, hey, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
I'm surprised that if he did commit to it, that then he's now not doing it. And I'm with you.
I think he was pretty cool. Asked to
not
say that he declined. I think he accepted.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah,
and I think after thinking about it, the school was like, this guy's on a show cause.
Maybe that's a little brazen.
Can we maybe not rub it in their faces?
Exactly.
Week one?
Exactly. But they still haven't given us our punishment yet.
Yeah, I think they asked him.
Like,
maybe they'll ramp the punishment up if they start rubbing people's noses in it. The other thing is, I don't know who they play week one. Week two, they got Texas.
They got Texas.
And they might get stomped.
Yes.
Like
they might
get absolutely smoked.
They might get beat down.
But that's another reason to enjoy week one.
Yeah.
Enjoy the last, breaths of the national championship.
It's Fresno State, by the way.
They're probably going to beat Fresno State. They're probably going to handle their business. Didn't Tedford retire again?
Yes.
So they're probably going to, All right. All right, let's hear Ryan Day naming his starting quarterback.
Will Howard will start in the first game against Akron. He is our starting quarterback. I think that Chip has done a great job of rolling the quarterbacks from the first day of spring all the way to now. I think we're 12 or 13 practices in here, so you're talking almost 27, 28 practices. And when you take the aggregate of all the numbers, Will graded out significantly ahead of the other guys.
Those aren't the only numbers that he graded out higher than those guys. They paid him a lot of money to be the quarterback there.
Oh, they did.
That NIL collective went out and spent a lot of money to get that man on campus.
Yeah.
Now, again, that doesn't necessarily mean if he went in and stunk it up, somebody else wasn't going to start.
Right.
But the reason he's there is to be their starting quarterback.
Yes.
I'm not surprised that he was named this. Honestly, I'm more surprised that they made such a thing of announcing it.
Yeah.
We all kind of knew he was going to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah, I keep forgetting Chip Kelly's up there.
Me too.
Yeah, but I mean, he's going to – I mean, you look at what they have. They got maybe the best receiving room in America.
They may.
And they got that freshman coming in from South Florida, and he is the deal.
Jeremiah Smith
is
his name?
He is the deal.
Okay.
All right, but you went out and got Junkins. Still got Henderson.
Yeah.
And we know this Chip Kelly offense, it starts with the run. You got a quarterback who he is probably – their best running quarterback since Justin.
Yeah, that's the thing. They haven't had that dual threat.
Yes, like Justin.
For a couple years.
And so, I mean, and they got a $20 million payroll.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Ohio State is going to be a problem this year.
You know who I'm really interested to see if he ever lives up to the hype? Because he's done it for a game here or there. Is that JT Tuimoloau?
Yes.
Like, he's won them a couple big games single-handedly.
That was Penn State when he had them 4 sacks.
Yeah, but then there's other games
where you don't
against
see
lesser opponents where you don't see him. So, I mean, he came in touted, man. That's a big-time 5-star recruit. But the production hasn't matched the potential yet. If it does, again, that's
another big step. And that was 2 years ago, too, that he had that game.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, because last year he didn't really do that.
And last year he was preseason All-American, all this hype, and he was okay.
Right.
And I don't know if it was a thing where they used him wrong, like LSU with Perkins.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's a guy who's got all the hype in the world if he lives up to it. And then also Caleb Downs, who might be
best player in
one of the
America.
Best 10 players in college football in general.
Yeah.
Transferred there from Alabama. Yeah, they're good.
Dude, I saw that Carson Beck just got a NIL deal with a private jet company.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Seems pretty good.
Yeah.
So,
like, where are you going to go?
Well, if he can't drive the Lamborghini there, now he's got the net jets.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, where are you going to go? The season's about to start. Bye week.
Family and girlfriend fly to the game, though?
Oh, yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Flying him out.
Love it.
Because he's got that famous Instagram girlfriend, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's dating one of them twins,
and I think
right?
She goes to school in Miami.
Ain't one of them twins?
So there's your answer.
The Cavender twins.
Yeah.
There's your answer.
Yeah. Hey, babe, Jets on the way.
Yeah,
Jets.
By the way, Quinn Ewers and Jackson Dart also have private jet deals. They're the only other college athletes
it's
reportedly.
It's just a different world, isn't
it? I love it.
I do, too.
Hey, man.
But it just makes me
laugh. Hey, babe. Go ahead over to Opa-locka Airport.
You guys couldn't get a burger. And now these guys have private jet deals.
Dude, we were scraping up ashtray chains.
So does the private jet company think that having Carson Beck in one of their ads is going to make people buy private jets?
I don't think it's buying private jets. I think it's something you can rent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's – I don't know. I've never done it. But I've had a couple friends that have. Like, it's not as crazy as you think.
It's not –
It's not as outrageously expensive
not,
as you
it's
think.
It's not outrageous depending on the plane, obviously. But it's it – went like, if you can split it, like, three ways, it's not bad.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
and
not.
And that's what they did.
The overhead is when you do it and ain't nobody else putting in on it. And then you're like
– Guess it's all on me.
It's all on me, huh?
All right.
All right, well, y'all asking for a commercial.
Spirit, Spirit terminals over there.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the jet is this much. All right, this is what we're gonna pay. This how much I'm paying? How much you got to pay this? But then, no problem, dog. Hey, dog, y'all want to fly private? Yeah, y'all got something on it. And I don't get paid for a couple weeks. All right, if somebody says I don't get paid for a couple weeks, they do not need to be flying private.
That's absolutely
okay. Right.
That if
you do not need to be flying,
it's private. One of those things where if you have to ask what the price is, but again, it's not like it's not as ridiculous as you.
No, it's not hundreds. It's not depending on where you're going. Not hundreds of thousands. Yeah. But yeah, if he says to you, all right, man, I don't get paid for until next week.
Perfect. Just get a Spirit flight with a layover. Pack a tight carry-on. And hydrate before you get on the plane because they charge you for water. And then we'll see you there. We'll see you there. You're not going to get there as soon as we do, but we'll see you there.
Yeah.
Just get an Uber. I'll get you an Uber.
Yeah, exactly. We'll pick you up outside security.
Let me know when you land. We'll call you a car. All right. We'll come back. We'll play Sports Jeopardy here on a Happy Hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Happy Hour Friday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day, which is the Falcons did it again.
Yeah, man.
They added another Pro Bowl player to the defense. That's 2 days in a row they've done that. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
It's really great. Because I remember Tuesday we were sitting there in Flower Branch, and we're like, man, he lost those two guys on defense. Defense is already thin. All right.
Well, what you gonna do?
Buckle up. Hopefully this offense is going to be really good. And then here you are. Fast forward to Friday, and expectations are as high as they've been in years, which is awesome. So we'll get back into that. AMA is about an hour away as well. As we've done every day this week, we'll be sending sending one of you with two tickets to go see Jim Jeffries at the Fox in September. Be listening for your cue to call on that one. And we'll get to Sports Jeopardy in just a minute.
Yeah, I was talking to Day-Day. Ursher canceled the rest of the week here in Atlanta, man, because he's still banged up pretty bad, so it does suck. But I'm sure he's going to come back to his hometown, and they're going to have a big.
It's already been rescheduled.
It's already been rescheduled. It's already been rescheduled. What happened?
He's hurt.
Oh,
he's banged up.
Got an injury?
Yeah, they said someone's his back and his neck and his back. My back.
But that's not what you want.
Yeah, that was just special. He'd be gyrating the way he did.
Well, I was just going to say, like, at a certain
point. Is he a home wrecker at home? Because he was a home wrecker out there in Vegas.
I don't know. I hope not. I hope no marriage has come to an end on behalf of Usher in his stage performance.
Yeah, he's a home wrecker out there.
You know what I mean? If it's that easy to wreck your home, maybe you gotta look inward.
Dude. Me and you are always on the same page.
You know what I mean?
That.
Like, blame yourself.
Again, you blame yourself. I told you, dog.
The key if it was to, that easy to steal her.
The key is just smack on the button when you leave. All right? It's always the key, man. It's always.
If a one getting called up on stage and serenaded by Usher is enough to wreck your marriage, then your marriage was already on shaky
ground. You ain't going up there. No. And we had this conversation because this was the conversation because we were talking, me and my wife were talking about it. And I said, okay, no, you're not going up there. Right? He said, hey, no, you're not going up there.
Who wants to come up? No, volunteers.
No. Said, no, you can't go up there. And then I said, I'll tell you, let's switch it like this. You remember when Beyonce them brought Magic and them up on stage?
Yeah.
Catered to them. Would you let me do that? No. So what the problem is?
There you go.
There it is right there.
If that's the answer, then that's the answer.
Yeah, what's the problem?
There you go.
Yeah, like when you get at Beyonce, grab me up there.
That's a very smart way to sort of turn it around. Yeah. All right, don't be mad at me. Put me in that situation.
Yeah.
I'm at the, I don't know, Beyonce is a good example. I'm at that concert. I'm at the, what was it, the Hot Girl Summer Tour?
Okay.
I'm at the Megan Thee Stallion show.
Yeah.
And she wants a volunteer.
Megan, call me up there.
Can I go up there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I'm asking.
Oh, no.
I'm not asking you.
No.
I think the answer is a big no.
No. You're not going up there. No, man.
And I wouldn't want to. I'm happily married.
Exactly.
I got all that at home.
Exactly. And because of the fact is that you leave in that concert, traffic going to be bad. And you're going to be sitting there and she's going to be fuming.
Yeah. Nothing worse than a stuck in traffic fight.
Nothing. Because it's like,
there's no place to go. Yeah, you can't go to the other part of the house.
Yeah.
You're just going to turn the music on. Nobody wants to sing along to music when you're in a fight. Yeah. I was wondering, though, just because, like, you know, canceling concerts, that sucks. Hopefully it gets better soon and all that. But, like,
there's a certain point where you can't do all that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
Now, he's only 45. Right. Like, 45 is not that old. He'll be fine. He'll
he's been going at it for a long time, man.
But he does, you know, he's dancing pretty hard.
Yes.
Like, he's doing all kinds of moves that a 25-year-old man can do. I don't know what the line is. Line's different for everybody probably, but like at a certain point,
your body
you can't do the same show.
I agree.
Those knees can't do the same stuff they used to be able to do.
But that's his thing. He's a showman.
I know.
He's a showman, man. He got to pop out of the ceiling and stuff. And
when did James Brown stop doing all the extra stuff?
James Brown shuffled all the way to the grave.
Wow. James had some help, though.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but James was. You know,
maybe that's what Usher needs.
Kid Dynamite, man. Kid Dynamite was still doing that with them arms. Yeah, man. Yeah, but when James couldn't bounce back up after the splits, you know it was a wrap.
Right, that's what
it is.
That
was James' thing. James would do the split.
Bow, right
go,
back
into do the split, 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 slide up. James couldn't slide up no more, man. Right.
As soon as somebody has to help you up.
Yeah, man. The cape man wasn't just putting the cape on him. He was coming to help James' ass up.
All right, here's what you got to do. Right when I hit that third split, make it look like you're putting the cape on me and pick me up at the same time.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, James. Yeah, James. When James couldn't get that third split, you know, Kid Dynamite had to sit down. Kid Dynamite. I love James Brown.
Oh,
love James.
One of the great performers.
Yes.
All right.
What was he on the split screen when James was? Was that on CNN?
Yeah, when he was doing the interview.
Still an all timer. Still an all timer.
Right.
Like, damn, James.
Never miss an opportunity. Shoot or shoot, man. You never miss an opportunity. All right, let's play Sports Jeopardy.
This is Andy and Randy's Sports Jeopardy.
Okay.
Andy.
Randy.
Hi, guys. Where did newest Falcon Justin Simmons play college football? Andy.
Boston College.
That is correct.
I looked his Wikipedia up yesterday.
Did you go?
I did not know that.
I didn't know it until yesterday. I looked his Wikipedia up yesterday.
I damn sure didn't know.
Which current member of the Atlanta Braves has the most career All-Star selections?
Randy. Charlie Morton.
That is incorrect.
Andy. Jorge Soler.
That is also incorrect.
Who is it?
Chris Sale.
Oh, yeah.
Eight-time All-Star. Eight-time All-Star.
Duh.
That's terrible.
How many teams are right now in the NHL?
Andy. Randy.
I heard Andy first.
30.
That is incorrect. Randy.
Oh, it's not? Oh, it's not 30? Oh, I
not 30.
I thought 30. 32.
That is correct. Randy is on the board.
Those are the numbers.
I was going to say 30.
Those are the two numbers.
Yeah, those are 30.
Georgia head coach Kirby Smart has 1 year of NFL coaching experience.
Andy.
The Dolphins.
Serving as a safeties coach in 06 for which AFC team?
Yeah, Randy played for that.
Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
Andy off to a 3-1 lead. Which National League pitcher was the last to win back-to-back Cy Young Awards?
Randy. Was it Kershaw?
It was not Clayton Kershaw.
Was that the whole question?
It was not.
Okay.
Doing so in 2018 and 2019 with the New York Mets.
Andy.
Oh.
Andy.
I guess, obviously. Jacob DeGrom?
It was Jacob DeGrom. That is correct.
I saw some video of him throwing the other day for the Rangers. Is he getting close to coming back? Or is that just no one? Okay.
I don't know.
I saw it on Twitter.
Oh,
I like that guy. I know he played for the Mets and all that, but he was always fun to watch him pitch.
Which Big Ten school is the furthest east?
Randy. The furthest east is you said Big Ten, right?
Big Ten school, yes.
Furthest east. Syracuse?
That is incorrect.
Rutgers.
Rutgers is correct.
That was my first guess.
Which is the furthest west? Washington, right? No, I guess.
I don't know how the coast fades UCLA and then anyways. I thought someone was going to guess Maryland. So.
Yeah, I was going to
guess. Oh, yeah, that would have been a good guess.
Yeah.
Which animal bears the name of an illegal strike to the back of the head in boxing?
Randy. Rabbit.
Yes, a rabbit punch is correct. Andy is up 5-2. How many numbers are there on a dartboard?
Randy. 30.
That is incorrect.
20.
20 is correct. I don't know why you circling was so funny to me.
He was counting them.
I was counting them.
It was so funny to me.
I was counting them real fast.
Name two of the three players with the most career seasons of 50 or more home runs.
Randy. Two of the three?
Yeah.
50. Two of the three with 50.
Most career seasons of 50.
Oh, most career. Oh, crap. Barry Bonds.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
Babe Ruth.
That's one.
And Mark McGwire.
That is two. Sammy Sosa also, I believe they had five. Wow. Four or five.
Wow. That's a lot.
Wow.
Who was the first team to win the Super Bowl that doesn't feature the color green in their jerseys?
Randy. Was it the Chiefs?
It was the Chiefs. Yeah. Super Bowl four.
Yeah.
You got Green Bay twice, and then the Jets. And then right there, Super Bowl four. There you go.
Were you going back to that picture of that poster?
Yes.
In your head?
Yes.
That's what, yep. We both had Super Bowl posters as kids with all the tickets.
Where'd it go to? 25, right?
Yeah, it ended.
Yeah, like 25 or something.
It was like one of the 49ers Super Bowls.
Yeah.
The tickets used to be so cool.
Yes, they did.
They had all the details of the host city and all that.
Now
they all look the same.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which NFL Hall of Fame quarterback had 14 different seasons throwing 15 or more interceptions?
Randy. Had to be Brett Favre, right?
It was Brett Favre. That is correct.
It had to be.
All right, we got a speed run to see if Randy can get back into it. We've only got a couple moments left. Name two of the six English Premier League teams that have not been relegated since before 92. Randy.
Oh, that have
two
not.
Two of the six that have not been relegated.
That have not been?
Since 92.
Liverpool?
That's one of them.
And Man U.
Man United is a second. That is correct.
Come back this weekend, too, baby.
Yeah. Also, Arsenal, Tottenham, Everton, and Chelsea.
Okay. Hmm.
How many times in the 2010s did the Falcons win the NFC South?
Randy.
Twice. That is incorrect.
Three times.
That is correct. That's unfortunately going to do it. If you had gotten that one right, I think you would have been in there. But at 8-5.
16 and 17?
2010, 2012, and 2016.
Did they ever win a visual, Mike?
Well, I don't know. We were only talking about that. I think 1 year.
They won a Super Bowl, Mike?
I think, but I could be wrong. Okay. All right. We'll come back and get to the final hour of the week. Lots to get to in the final hour. Big story of the day and all that good stuff. And AMA. But before we do that, caller number six right now to 404-726-0929. We're going to send you to go see Jim Jeffries with special guests Mark Norman and Dan Soder on Saturday, September 14th at the Fox Theater. Caller number six right now, 404-726-0929. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.